Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
don't scandalize, man.
On a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Brand new banger. calls from the request line. Let's take some 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 calls from the request line.
Fatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, why, it up why, when you can, when you when can, you bat, can it bat, it bat it up. Bat it up. Bat it up. Bat it up.
Yeah, yeah. True S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hip-hop. Yeah. Hip-hop.
The hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio.
I don't know if that sounds weird or not to y'all. I'm trying to learn this little thing. What's going on? True West Radio, man. Mad Monday. We got Julia. We also got Mr.
Hey.
Everywhere up in here. We got DJ Hell of Love. I don't know if that sounds
weird. Tell your mix engineer he needs a mix engineer.
Well, goddamn it, I'm the mix engineer. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I just got this shit, so I'm just trying to, you know, get this shit right, man.
What's good, everybody?
What's going on? Damn, what's too loud?
Too weird.
I'm trying to see what's too loud or too low. Y'all got to tell me what's wrong.
What's happening, family?
Huh?
You got too what much read, want? Not enough verb.
Fuck you.
I got too much read, not enough. Can y'all hear me?
I hear you.
Can you hear me now? Yeah. I ain't talking about shit anyway.
I'm just trying to see how this shit works, man. I'm trying to, you know, see if I can use this little microphone thing.
Yeah, that shit sounds a lot like when you do this shit. It sounds like we're theatrical.
Thank you.
He
just ain't said, let's get ready to rumble yet. That's what I'm
okay,
waiting
for. All right, hold on. Let's get ready to rumble! I'm just trying to check out this new little microphone thing. To where's our weapon? I mean, I got the phone right here. Where the fuck I gotta move around?
Yeah.
It sounds cool. What I gotta do? This everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, it's going down.
I mean, I'm just saying. It's something I need to change. Is it too loud, too low?
Well, actually, I'm trying to think.
Sound all right to me.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Yeah, this is a little $50 thing that I bought. It got the, you know, the microphone like when you in the radio studio and shit.
Yeah.
I just try to hook it together to see because I couldn't hear y'all on Friday. But
right.
See, now I got it hooked up to where I can actually hear y'all. I can hear the music and shit. I just didn't want to know. I wanted to know if it was like flashing, you know, what we were doing. Because I couldn't hear y'all through the microphone. But see, y'all kind of got it hooked up. I just want to know if it sound all right. If it sound all right, all right, I'm right. I got it now.
Yeah, it sound all right.
Oh, good. care, because if we want to move around, I just grab the phone. Yeah. But what's good with y'all? Let us know what's going on. And it's fucked up weather, because I didn't think we was going to be able to do the show because the power been going off all day.
I want to be a part of something.
Yeah. Y'all tell me something good. What's going on in the world? Truly, somebody.
Right.
Same old this way.
Hey,
I can say this right here.
Ready for school.
DJ Hell Blood. Let's
I
let's
hate
give it up for him.
Bing, bing, bing.
I hate movies, man.
I
hate moving. I hate moving. I hate moving. Shit.
You've been moving for a while, huh,
Hill? Man, I've been trying to move for a while. I went to move last at the beginning of the month. Y'all give me a second.
Y'all see who that is?
Boy, I never know who that dude. I never knew his last name. Boy, ain't that something. It said you about to kill somebody, don't even know their last name.
Who you talking about, Mr. Everwell?
He got work with me. Went talk. He was drunk at work and went talking crazy. He didn't want to load trucks, so he was sloppy drunk and couldn't function. I told him, I said, you need to take yourself home. And because you not competent to stand trial. And he started going off. And I said, man, don't even go there with that. He started talking, nigga, you don't know what I do with you. The rule. I said, okay. And that old goddamn sit up there. And he been telling one of my partners up there at the damn dice game, telling him about me. My partner said, man, that man would have shot, told him, I would have shot him dead as a doorknob. He come back, man, they said, man, you got this shit, boy. I said, I don't play. I don't give a damn who it is, judge or nobody. I don't play. I don't mind my business, but if your business is to be in my business, I'm going to be on your ass. Nothing the judge can do. Nothing. I ain't got to go that whole squad no more. Oh, boy, I need to send that to Scratch. Tascam 488 MK2. Uh-oh. The hell?
Y'all there? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yo.
Did it finally cut the show off?
I don't know if it cut the show off or not. My power went out again. This shit been doing this shit all day.
Hey, everybody on the line?
Oh.
Yeah, we were talking. You had disappeared. We were still talking. And then Hell Love said, hold on. And then I didn't hear nobody else.
All my shit is out again. This has been happening all day.
First Friday night.
Any paper today?
3, 2, 3, 6, 4, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2
The original King Scratch, True West Entertainment, True West Radio, nigga. My nigga DJ Have Love. Or it's Friday night, feel me? 8 to 10 p.m. 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy. Feel me? True West Radio. True West Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's your man, DJ Hip Love. In the building with the one and only King Scratch. Holding it down with the whole two.
Hello?
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I think I heard Hev, love.
Yeah, I heard Hev say something.
Unless that was a recording.
Okay. What's going on, dude?
Yeah, I'm trying to. Okay, your phone messing up here.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit.
What about now?
Yep.
All right. So, ladies, what's on the menu for this spring fall festival? Well, we got fall and then winter. Y'all ready for Christmas time already?
No. Just another day to me.
That's Scratch birthday, man.
Yeah, I know.
We celebrate on the truth for that day. I turn up.
I think Scratch
would be 1,016. Oh, it's 1,017. Which one is it? I don't know.
I go back to a 17.
That's damn. What's up. That's what's up.
Now, oh, my goddamn sound effects is gone, boy. I'm going to tell you, if this power go off again, I'll get with y'all on Wednesday. All right, this shit is fucked up.
Power outages. It's still storming out there?
It ain't doing shit right now. What, man? Oh, Lord.
Shoot, it's coming this way. It's all you hear out here right now, Thunder.
I don't know what the fuck this shit is doing. Oh, man.
We just got I felt a few sprinkles and that was it.
It rained a little bit and started lightning and thundering and all that shit. This
yeah,
is going in and out all day.
I thought it was going to be down, man.
Okay.
I can't get even the Brussels sprouts.
I can't get none of this shit to crack. All this shit just went out. Ah, fuck. Oh, well.
That movie, Lake Tahoe.
I know y'all
Lake
seen
Tahoe.
That movie. Y'all seen that movie, Grease Lightning, huh? Y'all seen that movie with John Travolta?
Yeah, I know.
Old
girl died.
Yeah.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah. Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
I used to think she
you
was
the
so
one sick. The one about that?
Hey, she played that though.
Yeah, that was cool. Rest in peace, sir.
Let's get physical.
I wanna get physical.
You do
let's
that song right now?
Physical.
If Trudy did that song right now, she got there go 10-time platinum. Them white folks would buy all of it up. I'm telling you, that was the song right there.
Jeez,
every gym in America
right
played
now.
That song.
It's just like if Tupac. Nigga, Tupac, nigga, everybody died. All that shit just come up.
Mm-hmm.
That was the number one workout song.
Oh, yeah, because she was sitting up there with leg warmers on and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. I think what saved us was I do have like one of them goddamn things on his mic, so I don't think my mic went all the way out. That's why the damn radio show was still on.
Oh, okay.
That's probably why that shit didn't go off. All my cameras is off, though. I don't like that. I don't like being able to not see outside.
Yeah.
This is some bullshit. Now the son wanna come. Fuck you, son. Should have had your bitch ass out earlier, and I wouldn't even have to be dealing with this shit.
We should move the sun down here. Straight dark down here. Ain't no sun out down here.
What? This is bullshit. I gotta deal with this shit all week.
Every time she goes away.
At least if a motherfucker was, if I was in motherfucking Alaska, I had the motherfucking 6 months of motherfucking daylight and 6 months of dark.
Yeah.
You won't even know what time it is.
Real.
You know, I really wonder, do they get confused on when to go to sleep?
No, negative. I mean, hell, I don't give a fuck. If it's day or night, when it's time for me to go to sleep, I'm going to sleep. It ain't like niggas go to sleep just because it's dark.
Nighttime, time to go to sleep.
Niggas never have to look at it. Nigga wake up in the morning, nigga be dark like a motherfucker, and it be like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
it's 8 o'clock in the morning. But it's dark as fuck outside. I don't know. That shit seems, it seems like it'll be fun, but it's like super cold. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In Alaska, nigga, that shit be like, nigga, cold as a motherfucker. It'll be like 30 degrees. 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's pitch black, nigga. Like it's 9 o'clock at night.
We got some pictures of you up there.
That'll be some fucked up shit, bro. I don't think I could do that.
I ask him all the time, man. I'm like, how y'all walk around in shorts and tank tops up there? You know, cover some chicks.
Nigga, well, wait a minute. Let's reverse the whole thing, nigga. Now it's 6 months of fucking daylight,
right?
And it's 12 o'clock at night. It's 12 o'clock at night, nigga. Wait a minute. Do they sell alcohol? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. They got to sell alcohol because my family wouldn't be up there that long.
I'm just saying.
Just think of how their eyes be dilating when they
out here. Out here, you can't buy alcohol after 2 o'clock in California.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's daylight and it's 2 o'clock, but it's actually midnight, you can't buy no alcohol at 2 o'clock. I'm gonna have to look that up. They ought to be able to sell alcohol like 24 hours a day. They mix stuff like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, some people don't. What, they not going to sell alcohol on Sunday like them dry counties? You know what I mean? So if you're in Alaska and you got the 6 months of dark and you got 6 months of daylight, when is the alcohol cut off?
Right.
So if it's like you can't buy no alcohol after 2 o'clock midnight, but it's a fucking big sunny ass day.
Mm-hmm.
That don't make no sense.
I got one for you, Scratch.
What?
It never rains in Southern California. I got sound effects too, buddy.
I see it when I get there. I was on tour with them cats. That was so cool. Them my niggas right there. Yeah, that's my man. I got him on my YouTube. Minus Raphael. Raphael wasn't there, but I got him on my YouTube. My goddamn brother was in the front row singing. He's supposed to have the camera. He just supposed to have the camera filming him. He's singing like a motherfucker. It never rains in Southern California. I'm like, cuz, you just supposed to have the camera. You ain't supposed. I know you love the song, but goddamn it. Right, go to my YouTube. You'll see that shit. This nigga sitting up there. It's at the end. It's at the end of the show. We had an After Seven and Casey and JoJo.
Hey, did you ever make a video to the man? You didn't do the man yet. What video was that you and Ill Gates was doing the last time I talked to you? Y'all working on something. Was one of his songs?
I can't remember. It was probably one of his songs. I didn't do no video to the man. I just made a little, put a little intro and then threw it on my YouTube just so
The
motherfuckers could hear it. But I really didn't make like a video to it. This is bullshit. All my cameras is out. So if somebody wants to come and kill me, they got the whole opportunity to do it right. Matter of fact, I need to open my door so I can see who's coming. Ain't nobody coming. It ain't like that. But God bless it. I don't like not being able to see my camera. Hell, I like to see my wife coming. I think I'm gonna go on and try to
Did
Sleepy call in? I don't know. I gotta see. 1 second. I was trying to see if I get my goddamn camera to come back on. I don't like that. Nope. Don't see her.
Oh, wow.
Come back, Sleepy.
I'm saying, did you call in?
Nope, I don't see it. I don't see her number.
I told her 20 minutes ago to call, like when you told us to call. I told her to call.
Yeah, I don't see the number. No number yet. No number yet. Goddamn camera's still out. Oh, my goodness. Even when I go in the house, I can't even look at them. I just let them sit right there for a minute. Ah, this is bullshit. We still got to, hold on, let me see if I can do this. If I can watch the goddamn 2S movies. I'm on the laptop.
Was he working on something, Mr. Everywhere?
I'm just sitting up there doing sound effects. I can't work on nothing until the show is off. I'm sitting back, relax. You know I'm anxious.
I see.
I'm going to get on here again if you believe that. You got to do a love song for Hell Love. Hell Love said he want R&B.
Yeah, I want
to make love on the highway.
JoJo, what up, man?
JoJo Loco.
What it do?
Oh, Show Stacy, bad break.
Did you get that email I sent you?
I ain't seen shit, man. The goddamn power been going in and out. Nigga, we started the show when the power went out.
Damn, is that bad up there?
Man, this, right now it ain't doing a fucking thing. That's why I don't understand why the power went out. Earlier,
it's not raining up there?
I ain't doing shit right now, nigga. Oh, my goddamn, my cameras is out, nigga. I can't see a goddamn thing. So I'm just getting ready to get my burner and then just start busting it around the fuck. I can't see my wife coming.
That.
I can't see nothing.
That ain't good.
You know, you can't even look out the, you can't look out the windows in my studio. That's my only eyes, nigga. And them motherfuckers is pitch black right now. I'm irritated. I'm irritated. I'm trying to get drunk.
What you drinking on, boss?
I'm about to go and get some of this goddamn Hennessy out this bitch.
Oh, you going real, real. Okay.
Okay. I'm going deep. I'm pissed off, bro. I'm mad.
Yeah.
The motherfucking Mac saved the show because if the Mac didn't stay on for a minute.
The show would call.
I call Mr. Edwell. Then Trulia called me, and we was talking on the phone. And I was then the power came back on, and I was like, let me go and see if we could get back in. And we got back in.
Because
you could only do this shit one time a day. So if the whole show was gone, you can't do it. You got to do the. You got to wait till the next day to do the show. But just so happened, the motherfucking Mac stayed on.
Yep.
Once he
Mac
on,
had your back.
Yeah, Mac had my back. I was like, damn, the show was getting ready to be over. I was like, all right, let me see. And then when the power went out again, it came back on. The Mac was still on. Mm-hmm. And I think it is plugged up to one of them things, but. Then half of the studio, the lights was on, and then the other half of the studio, everything was dark. So, I went and started flicking motherfucking plugs and shit, the breakers, and everything came back. I'm still irritated as fuck. Think I'm about to go, I gotta go in there and get me motherfucking. Then my cameras is out. I don't like my cameras being out. You motherfuckers, I gotta be able to see. And be like, look, Gianna, I shot him because he came over here. These goddamn cameras save a whole lot of lives. JoJo, what the business is, man? I thought you'd have been up here by this week, man. Hello?
Yo, Joe.
Oh, that nigga dropped. His car dropped.
Oh,
anyway,
man.
Let me play a goddamn couple of songs.
You know what? Come on, man.
True West Radio. Let's go.
Oh, there you go, right there.
Get to the funk.
Man, let me go.
My bad. My phone hung up. Now, I just got fitted for the suit. For the, the wild.
I thought you was getting
up.
Fitted for the suit the other day when you said you was coming up here. You lied.
No. Remember my car? I just barely got my car fixed Sunday.
Yeah,
I've been down since my car been down since Friday to Sunday morning Then I got it fixed. So I didn't get my shit done, finished getting done until like 4 or something in the afternoon.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't make no moves without my car. And when they put that fucking radiator in, they put the whole boat in wrong. So my shit was just leaking nothing but transmission fluid.
I hope they pay. They gonna pay for that?
The funny thing about it is the people that put it in, I went back to the business, and they closed. They not even in no more.
That's crazy.
Take your buddy and roll.
I can't believe I catch it on the streets. It is what it is.
Man, I'm fucked. I got to play a couple of songs. I got to go in there and make me a drink. True West Radio, give us a call, 323-642-1597. We got 45 minutes left out of this bullshit day. Get at us.
Up, we'll still be here, still making hot shit for the streets to feel. West Coast for life, King Scratch, do I check out? Off with his head, if he try to stick his neck out, I can't pull a full deck out. I think I'm too far short, my alter ego is my only support. Damn, I'm in reverses like a skid, so 3 brain cells, but I'm still making hits, so I'll never quit, so I just get better with time. Number 5 with a bullet, and I'm starting to climb. Motherfuck, all the niggas I was dealing with, they bitch, they can't get paid. Over that whack shit that they laid, they couldn't see me if they was wearing bifocals. Not even one of my tracks could camouflage the vocals, the locals. Yo, who's the tightest around? I got beat by the pack, pulling buzz off a pound. And if you see platinum flying by, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere. You're going nowhere fast, your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here, still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast, your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here, still making hot shit for the streets to feel. I murdered the mic, both of them spinning grenade balls, 10 times tighter than the average rap saw. Lord of the underground, ripping the track, immaculate skills, spitting up acid rap. Burn a hole in the map with my nigga King Scratch. Independent, unsigned, still getting the check. Born to hustle like Nino, posting with Zach. Purchase enough studio time to put my dogs on the map. Getting bigger every day like a pregnant bitch. Never waiting on the industry to make me rich. Making moves like the president, staying on top. Brand new fit, iced out shoes on the whip. Never hesitate, belly, I'ma get that quick. And keep a pocket full of faces till the Lord come back. Blaze mics till the wheels fall off. You know the drill, hook fella for life, nigga. With or without a record, you're doing nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
I bet you niggas thought I wasn't doing shit. Me quit, you got me fucked up. You probably told the CD here and there, and you just lucked up. I don't think double copper will make
20 copies sold.
It's gold plated. Your shit is overrated. So you better get a 9 to 5, cause your music career is going straight for a nosedive. Crash and burner, you could jump out the plane. Take a swimmer, you could drown, then you won't feel the pain. I maintain my status as a K-I-N-G. Royalty, just jealousy and envy like an earthquake. My fingers ain't big mistake because I'm writing the real. You could try all your life and you still won't get a record deal. So you better stop running your lips. Like Frank Paparello, you ain't got no shit. So if you see me in traffic, just stay right there, because your shit ain't going nowhere, nowhere.
You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel. You're going nowhere fast. Your image won't last. We've been doing this for years outside of the beers. And when you're old, washed up, we'll still be here. Still making hot shit. over here. Still making hot shit for the streets to feel.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
It's not just where I'm from, it's a lifestyle to me. I represent West Coast, South Central LAC. In this industry, before some order started walking towards state to state before some order started talking. Call me Icon King, scratch fingers twisted. Prince on the record or a microphone fisted. Enlisted in this game with my intentions to win. The West Coast been off the map for more than 10. Because they don't believe in us. Putting us down cause we cuss. Driving by, they continue to bust. Artists out of town coming up off that bullshit. Every season, 1, 2, 3 is making hits. Quit, I can't deny it. Sesame Street gets a buy it. We make songs that might start a riot. It don't matter, this is West forever. Any other place, I'm just scared of the weather. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
I've been around ever since the West started popping. Gangsta music and the East was hip hopping. Taboo to put bad words on the tone. Self-destruction said we was doing rap all wrong. Now everybody doing things we already done. Everybody wants to bang, everybody got the gun. Do what you do, but the West said it first. If we wasn't blackballed, things would be a lot worse. No new orders getting deals over here. Went for first place to bringing up the rear. A whole nother year, same faces in the game. Killer West, A&R, they the ones we got to blame. Because they want to sound like somebody else. Sound like them other artists still a being like ourselves. We might get paid if we rap like the South. I'm not trying to business on the West out my mouth. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
5 times the man, 10 times the artist. Call me Man of Steel, let's see who's the hardest. You softer than your mommy's breast. Trying to rep the West, hit the prison but couldn't pass the test. Mental or physical, skills unaccepted. It's a line in the sand and y'all dudes overstepped it. It's getting kinda hectic and I'm about to snap. Since 1989, I've been all across the map. Kill that crap, kill that shit. Kill that beat, kill that noise. We got toys for you and your boys. Watch where you step, cause there's shit on the ground. It's yours, I'ma kick it straight out your ass. You can never last to get your feature. 401, it's cool, key scratch without a feature. If I throw a dub, that's true. But you might be in trouble when you see me throw a two. I thought you knew. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
West Coast for life.
You see, you can't change me, cause I'ma be true West for life.
Westside for life.
Yeah, yeah, can't scratch, can't scratch. True West, for life, remember that, A lot of niggas wanna be the chief, but they ain't nothing but an Indian. Make your own track.
scratch and start a business then. Don't wait for nobody else to guide you through the light. Sometimes it gets bright, but in the end it's dark as midnight. I'm not perfect cause my shit is alright. I say solidify, dope as fuck, but I had to swallow my pride to get the rep that I got. Started from the gutter, went from DJ to king, and there won't be no other scratch that could take me off my throne. I'ma still rule my kingdom even when I'm dead and gone. Niggas can't be true when they not true. It's kinda fucked up when you're supposed to be cool. Don't give a fuck about you. I guess I'm not caring no more. I can do this in my sleep. The loyal nigga is the one you should keep. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. 4 or 5 years, you've been working on the same song. Don't get mad at me because I told you that it's something wrong. You didn't wanna hear me because I'm telling the truth. Can't get your words right when you step in the booth. Just face it, you're not a rapper, so just put down your pen. Do what you do, but never write a song again. Little man, taking you to the left, but it ain't right. Giving you false hope, always saying you tight. I tried to take you somewhere, my help wasn't needed. The day you found out your half-ass songs wasn't deleted. Yeah, you a fraud, MTVs on your banners and shit. You don't have my soul, so you don't have no hit. My bad, I had to let you know what's real. You ain't gonna make no money, independent or record deal. Take my fucking head, I just don't understand. Doing nothing ass, niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Check my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man. Niggas ain't real, they just along for the ride. If you call yourself my brother, you be standing by my side. Instead of trying to be that motherfucker that you not. Freezing cold ass niggas always thinking that they hot. It's just a waste of time trying to help the inconsiderate. The blind leads the blind, that's the reason why they feeling it. Shake my fucking head, I just don't understand how nothing ass niggas always wanna be the man.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
And we back with it. Welcome, welcome to the True, True. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the True. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the True. West, nigga. It's that True West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie K-5. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, ooh-wee, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
Kicking it on that True West side, Mr. Everywhere, 8 and 6, and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, Confetti, Sweet Pea, Scotty D, Booty and Rev, Ali, Boss Player, MIA, but them tables still turn. Long as the team scratch it up. Hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10, 50 times, so that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Guess if you want to put your ass in the for your aroma if you ain't trying to walk through. Where's Bucky when you test it? We the best, we the truth. Bulletproof, my nigga, built for it. So I wish you luck if you ever go against the grind. You're trying to pull this fight and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for clean scratch. I'll be on my way, but today I say what I have to say.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
And this is the truth. Ain't that what she said?
And that's the truth.
True West Radio, what's happening? Oh, damn. I'm stressed out. Mr. Everywhere. DJ F. Love. Julia. JoJo Loco. I'm stressed the fuck out. Stressed the fuck out. I'm stressed the fuck out. Stressed the fuck out. Tired of this goddamn power going off. Nigga is fucking around making niggas soft. Nigga, I'm about ready to go up there and make a ham. Nigga, everybody goddamn don't give a damn about what everybody else is doing in the city because these niggas fucking up the whole gritty. You know I can't freestyle. Shit. Fucked up my whole cha-cha.
I'm stressed out.
Mm-hmm. Stressed out. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about.
That need to be another song.
Hey, this is fucked up. This motherfucking shit went out like 8 times a day. My cameras don't work. Now I'm gonna have to spend a night in the studio.
Did you play your Fortnite?
Yeah, I played Fortnite. We won the Fortnite game. And as soon as I won, I got my little prize and the motherfucking shit cut off. As soon as I won my prize.
Well, I hope you got your points
and credit, bro. I don't know. I didn't even turn it back on. Then I was like, fuck it. Let me go get some beers. I went to go get some beers, and when I pulled up in the driveway, I seen my TV resetting again. So the goddamn power went off again. Oh, Lord. Whoop. If I own this house, I go and get those goddamn, those solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers be having them solar panels, they don't even have no electric bill. Everybody else should be off. I be partying like a motherfucker. They be mad as fuck. They be dark, and I be over this motherfucker. Boom, 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 boom.
I wanna party like it's 1999.
I put speakers like all around and shit, so while the power is off, motherfuckers, they can hear some black music, and I put some goddamn mariachi music in the back. I just put speakers all around this motherfucker. So they could all, everybody could be partying. They'd be like, damn, the lights off, but this nigga over here bumping. Shit. Why am I watching wrestling? I don't watch wrestling. Oh, Lord.
We need us a doo-wop band.
A doo-wop band?
a doo-wop band. Doo-wop.
Yeah, that means you gotta put on a white shirt and a bow tie.
And them funny made glasses.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what? I couldn't be nothing but a background singer. I could never lead a song. I had that motherfucker tore from the floor.
Now we gonna put your ass in the front.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you the funny thing.
We all had to gather around your ass type of shit.
You know what? You know, I was so big. So, like, when you're in the choir and you're on the back, I always was on the back row. You know, I feel like all the men should be in the back row and the women in the front, you know. Whatever you sang, you know. You ain't got to be baritone or tenor, you know. Tenor on the second row down by the girls.
They put all the back they put all the bad singers in the back. That's what it is. So if your ass ain't really singing good, they gonna put you in the back just so they can see your mouth moving.
You know what?
They gonna be like, Scratch, you go back in the back row. They gonna put me way in the back row, you know what I'm saying? That's what they put me talking about singing. Let's say, hey, get that nigga the auto-tune mic.
Yeah.
Hey, you gotta add the terrible motherfucker. Well, goddamn it, I've been coming to choir practice all goddamn month, and y'all gonna put me way back here? I know I'm good enough to be in the front.
The hardest thing is singing in the choir is saying next to somebody who sings off key.
Oh shit.
We had one woman that was in the choir, she had to sit off to herself.
Yeah, you go sit, as a matter of fact, you stay in the audience and sing.
Yeah.
Look, I'm telling you, bro. Watch, you ever come out here and just, I'm gonna do the shit on purpose. I'm gonna put on the song. I don't know what the fuck my sister-in-law, bro. I love her to death. That's my girl, you know what I'm saying? But she is the most tone-deaf motherfucker I ever heard. Look, I know my wife can't sing, but she be in there, she be singing, she be like half in. But when you not even half in, that shit is fucked up, bro. I'm talking about, and then she just be blasting the song and singing the motherfucker like, she is the fucking shit. And I'm going, oh my God. Then we get in the car and shit and go somewhere and we playing the oldies. I'm thinking to myself, would you shut the fuck up? Confetti, the real soldier on it.
Come on.
Oh,
I'm gonna keep my two cents to myself. I swore you was. I swore Scratch was looking in the mirror when he was hitting them notes last time on the radio.
Yeah.
Nigga, I was
talking about yourself.
What the fuck you talking about?
I'm talking about you Deftone too. When you be hitting them notes, thinking you sound like Luther on the radio.
But all right.
I ain't saying nothing of the sort. What the fuck are you talking about? What was I singing?
Man, you just sung on the radio before. Go ahead and cover
the
notes.
I got older notes, nigga. I don't know about you.
I know I can't, but I'm saying, well,
nigga,
go ahead and cover
the notes. You older note rapping. How the fuck you going older note singing?
I know. Go ahead and hit something for a Scratch.
You say you can't older note Scratch.
Well, go ahead and hit something for a Scratch.
Let me see. What I want to do. don't know. Give me a song. Let me see. What song you want me to sing for you?
Prime Unite.
What?
Never felt this way about loving.
I don't know that song.
What about Babyface?
Babyface.
Sing on the Babyface, huh?
Babyface.
Whipperpill.
Whipperpill.
And you got that whipperpill on me. Hey, whatever you want. Hey, it's
come
all
on.
Right with me. Hey. Yeah, you better cut it out.
What's for real? Fuck
around,
baby,
call yeah,
tomorrow.
Go hit the crack. Go hit
him,
crack.
Fuck around, baby, call
him tomorrow.
Just work it on me. Hey, it's better this love. It's sweet as can be. Yeah, get out of here, nigga. I got a little bit of nigga.
I got love.
I got about 3% of whipping pill, nigga. What
happened? Huh? 3%.
I got about 3%, nigga.
Go ahead, love. Your turn. Hit that whipping pill.
I do Barry White. I'm sorry.
Girl. Oh yeah, that's easy. Oh, this nigga, he gonna ready to take the shortcut.
There's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, girl.
That nigga gonna take the short way out. That's fucked up. I can do that, nigga. I'll take good care of you.
Yeah,
do all
yeah.
the things a man's supposed to do. Yeah, this nigga, he took the show way out. That's fucked up. No. That nigga took the show way out of the whole goddamn deal, nigga. This nigga's supposed to be. Oh, my God, bro. That's what I be telling you about, nigga. Boy, them niggas gonna take this. That nigga, and look, that nigga probably was singing and patting his face like Barry White. And he got a towel and shit.
I ain't heard that song in a long time, too.
I'll take good care of you. Do all the things a man's supposed to do. Nigga patting himself and shit while he's doing
yeah.
it. Get the
yeah.
fuck out of here. You lost. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, I hope tomorrow's getting ready to be better than today. I couldn't do a fucking thing today. This shit is fucked up.
Oh, you?
Nigga, my power been going off all fucking day. When we started the show, the power went out.
Yup.
Oh, wow. That was the issue.
Everything I've been trying to do today has just been fucked.
Oh, well, that means the rest of the week going to be great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Put on the kink side on Monday.
Well, this is a twist. How come it don't rain in the winter, but it rain and storm and lightning and thunder and all that shit in the damn summer?
That's because it's
That's
snow
crazy.
In the winter.
You know what it is because...
How often y'all get snow?
Huh?
How often y'all get snow?
We get snow like... We haven't got no... We ain't had enough rain to get no snow.
Right.
But I'm saying, do y'all get any snow?
Yeah.
Well, nigga, that's rain. Rain ain't nothing but frozen snow. Frozen rain is snow.
Nigga, it don't rain in the wintertime when it's fucking cold as fuck. It don't rain.
That's what I'm saying. It's snow.
It don't snow. It only every so often, nigga. Like, you might fuck around and get lucky. Like, every 3 to 4 years, some snow will fall, and then most of the time it don't stick to the ground. You just see it falling. By the time it hit the ground, it'll be there melting. Now, here comes fucking summertime, and it's raining like a son of a bitch.
Check it out. What you want? You want forest fires or you want rain? You want dust storms or you want rain? Now they say you're mad when it's a forest fire. Now you're mad because it got rain. What you want? You want it 100? You want it 110 or you want it 90 degrees?
First of all, you big mouth motherfucker, it ain't no goddamn. Ain't no fire around this motherfucker. Not up here, my
ass. Hey, you don't know how to make your mind up.
It's getting ready to be wind like a motherfucker up here. But the thing, this is what I'm saying. How come it's going to rain in the summer but don't rain in the winter?
Because
if it don't rain in the winter, that means we ain't going to get no snow.
Hey, the weatherman on there saying, y'all,
if it's gonna be cold, if it's gonna be cold around this motherfucker, it might as well snow.
I'm just saying, the weatherman mad. Y'all commenting on the way you predict the weather, and he said y'all not happy with it either. Or
it's God. God is the one that's doing this.
But what I'm saying, but the weatherman giving y'all these predictions, and y'all get on the weatherman page. And y'all make all these comments, you know what I'm saying, that he ain't never right.
I never
and you say y'all ain't never happy.
The weatherman don't know what the fuck God gonna do.
But the weatherman say y'all ain't never happy. He know y'all unhappy.
The weatherman don't know what God gonna do. So the weatherman, I just look and see. They be like, oh, yeah, chance of snow today. And it'll be 105 degrees. I don't care about what the goddamn weatherman say. Weatherman ain't telling me shit. He predicted. It's almost like I predict that the Cowboys ain't going to win but two games this goddamn year.
See what I'm saying?
That's
in August. There go the bullshit.
It's prediction.
There go the bullshit.
Like
we ain't had to go there.
Predict the weather.
See, you know what? It's dirty, dirty 49ers now. Dirty, dirty Dallas. But see, I guess what? I was getting motherfuckers yesterday. I ain't lying. But you just snuck. You slid before I could get you.
hey, look. So I was shooting confetti video. He don't even know what was behind him.
God damn.
Nigga had all 49ers behind him. He don't even know what was behind him. He's sitting up there telling
this
story, and I was filming him.
Green screen shit.
We didn't have no green screen, nigga. We was going to do the green screen outside, but the wind was too old. So this nigga had all 49ers shit behind him. So he can't see it, but everybody going to be, oh, nigga, how you a Dallas fan with all that 49ers still behind?
Yeah, man, we got to see this shit before this shit go up. This nigga going to get some serious scrutiny.
It's already done.
Damn.
Yep, see? There you go, talking that shit. See, I got the...
Hey.
I can put anything I want to in the background.
God damn. See what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Hello. What do I have to do with this, man? Hello. What's up with this, man?
Hello. Can't
what's
help
up?
You.
Man, you know what,
can't nobody
help. See what I'm saying?
I got control of your whole video, so I can do whatever I want.
What am I supposed to do?
Goddamn, we're going to see what the partner look like he doing, man. Come see the partner look like he doing. Goddamn.
Yep.
You knew what it was,
Hell, love, you knew dang well you going out there and going to be right there at that the 49ers stuff. I told you go out there with a match and some gasoline, but you didn't listen.
God damn, man.
Didn't make it.
God damn.
No gasoline, just a match and a little bit of Vaseline.
God damn.
Nah, I didn't put you right there. You did. You did have your back to a whole lot of LA shit though.
Yeah.
Well, you did have a whole lot of LA stuff behind you, but you and I put the 49ers shit behind you. I got you. You had some LA shit, though. Let's just let them know
we can live with the LA stuff. And that 49er, boy, the 49ers, boy, they gonna...
Oh, look, if you'd have the... I'd have put you in Julia's chair. If Julia said she didn't want you in her chair.
I sure did.
Hey,
that's
I got Julia with the old 49 team, and I had on my damn sweatshirt. I was like, mm-hmm. I got her with the sweatshirt
cool.
And the whole 49 package behind her. Yeah.
Right, man. Time to go get some 49er. Not 49er. Time to go get some.
Yep.
More cowboy
right.
Gear.
You said it right.
More
get some 49er gear. That's exactly what you're
saying. Time to get some more cowboy hookup. More cowboy gear.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna be like, here go your jersey. Then you ain't gonna know it's a 49er jersey or a cowboy jersey. I'm gonna put you a 49er jersey on.
You know, man. I'll be like, nah, this is jersey.
Monkeypox. We found out that monkeypox, them gay people be getting that monkeypox. So.
So what you trying to say about
cowboy,
the jersey?
A cowboy jersey.
Who you
say
jersey?
Cowboy jersey really have you itching, nigga. You can't have it, you know what I'm saying? All them cowboy jerseys, they got monkeypox sold into the motherfucker.
Yeah, that monkeypox is the fucking boy that jersey. I see why I
be. nigga put on that cowboy jersey and all that big ass bubble start popping up.
Hey, boy that jersey, hey, you be in the heart of the capital.
I'm just saying. Everybody who put on a cowboy jersey, are in true weather land. You put on a cowboy jersey, you're getting monkey park. I'm just saying.
Hey, man. Come on, man. You know how I said it. Find you a new line now. Don't be copycat.
You know you got to put
come
that motherfucker
on.
Over your
head. Hey, come on. Find you a new line. Hey, when you put the cowboy jersey, you got to get the mumps and the measles. I was the first one with the monkey pops. Go get you something else. Come on now. And get creative.
Oh, nigga, that ain't creative. Watch, nigga. Hey, watch. This nigga gonna be blind with monkey pox. That's fucked up. This nigga gonna be the first blind nigga. Ladies and gentlemen, the first blind motherfucker with monkey pox.
Hey, Scratch gonna have a drink. They don't talk about the party. He's in back there talking about the only monkey pots can come in with the 49 jersey. He's gonna be the first king of scratching DJ with
monkey
pots.
Tell Fetty go.
He's gonna be the king of scratching.
Put on that motherfucking jersey. Put on that cowboy jersey.
He's gonna be scratching so hard the monkey pots gonna fall on the record.
He's gonna have the monkey pot. He gonna have monkey pox putting on the cowboy jersey. Nigga don't hurt me. Nigga don't say nothing. It's kinda like you gay because that's the way y'all motherfucking cowboys say.
Don't touch me, bitch.
Yeah, of course, because you got the pop.
Money pop, money pop. Make money, 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 money pop.
I make that money pop. Catch these money pops.
See, I told you. And they can't rap on time, so he damn sure can't sing on time. God damn.
Yeah,
is that nigga got
my,
the monkey pox? Don't touch him because he got the monkey pox. Don't touch him because he got the monkey pox. Cowboy fan got the monkey pox. Don't put the jersey on. D-Cup, that's his song, bro.
Who
nigga,
who
everything
that? Who
is
that?
Going
that?
On.
Who that?
I'm just fucking with y'all, man. I don't wish that on nobody. Cause, nigga, do you know? Nigga, I remember when I was in junior high school, I graduated and I had chicken pox. When I graduated, and one of my teachers, his name was Mr. Knuckles. He was like, "You all right?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm cool." He was like, "You got the chicken pox." I said, "No, I just ate a tomato because I'm allergic to tomatoes." He said, "Stay away from everybody." I had to get my diploma, though. I had to go and get my shit.
My daughter got to get up out of my junk.
Wait a minute. Which one of y'all dumb motherfuckers said motherfucker had a monkey pox because he was fucking a monkey? I think JoJo said that shit.
That's where it
comes
from.
At least say the motherfucking monkey pox because the motherfucker was fucking a monkey.
Yeah, they were messing with monkeys. Then they went to a gay raid party over there in England, and turned around. They was up there having sex with each other, and then spread.
Bring the body. That's just funny. Y'all don't listen to us, man. We just bullshitting. Nobody ain't got no goddamn monkey pox for fucking a monkey. And if it started like that, hell, it ain't us. Shit, I ain't fucking no monkey. Not that kind of monkey. So don't quote us on that, man. So don't be going over there talking about we got to sue True West Entertainment because they said that motherfucker was fucking with a monkey and got the monkey pox. They call it monkey pox. Chicken pox? Okay. What? Somebody was fucking a chicken? They got to have a little ass dick to be fucking a chicken. A little chicken got a big ass pussy.
Chicken might have been a hoe. Chicken might have been a hoe.
A chicken head.
That's dumb.
That motherfucker was fucking a chicken head. I can see that. That was a chicken fight a long time ago. This motherfucker was fucking a chicken head and got the chicken pox. They didn't know what to call it. I was fucking with this chicken head. Okay, we're going to call it chicken pox. I'm just saying. My bad, though. Maybe that ain't... I don't know how this shit happened, but shit happened. You know what I'm saying? Smallpox, what, you fucked a midget and got smallpox back in the day? That's a midget.
That's hell of a name, man.
Yeah, look, chicken pox, smallpox. Now got monkey pox. What, you got the Tupac? No, I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying. So, I mean, we don't know. We just bullshit y'all, so... Don't be mad at us or nothing like that. We got about a minute and a half left. We'll probably get ready to jump into a couple of after hours for a little bit. 323-642-1597, Mad Monday. You know what I'm saying? With all these crazy motherfuckers over there, confetti going out of the goddamn monkey pox putting on this goddamn jersey. Him and Mr. Edward, both of y'all going, they're going to be like, well, I don't know why I got these bumps on my back. I'm gonna buy y'all some brand new jerseys and send it to y'all. No, I'm just fucking with you. Damn, scratch this nigga, send me a cowboy jersey. Yeah, with something special.
Well, yeah, when they send San Francisco to, they gonna send San Francisco over there to the other side of Las Vegas, so they'll have two teams in Vegas and they'll be close to you.
Oh,
and when you go to the casino and bet on the slots, and then you bet on your team, and you lose both days, then hell, you'll be good.
Well,
so that's what's gonna happen.
All right, well, we gonna see. We gonna see. We gonna see how many.
You know, the 49 gonna be playing in a goddamn Vegas stadium.
They gonna be playing right there. Shoot. All Scratch got to do is cut down that branch in his backyard. He'll be able to see the stadium.
2S Radio, we out. That's the hour. Let's go. Yeah. Nigga, please. If y'all don't get the fuck out of here with that shit. Now we in after hours. Now we in after hours.
Where is Trudy at? I ain't heard her for about 2 minutes.
Trudy ain't there enough. She back there in the cut.
Now they know y'all know I've been talking.
In the cut.
So I missed part of it. My damn phone battery went dead, so I had to come back in.
Hello. Yeah.
I went out when was talking to Confetti was talking about Scratch singing and stuff.
Lovely baby.
I think Confetti couldn't hold a note if he would put him in two buckets.
Hey man, just so happens
you can put the notes in the bucket. He couldn't even hold it. They can drop all the motherfuckers.
All right.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
You got beat by Barry White.
Hey look, it's fucked up when you got a motherfucker you can't even auto tune.
Hey, you got beat by Barry White.
Nigga, auto-tune won't even work for the nigga. Be like, damn.
You got beat by Barry White.
Oh, that's a high tip. Because Barry White, I'll take good care of you. Do all the things a man's supposed to do. Nigga, put some motherfucking... If you take your lonely now, oh yeah, baby, tonight, girl, put some of that on there.
Ribbon in the sky for our love. Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah, see. You fired already. That nigga fired already.
He probably run around. Hey, y'all over there eating that stuff, gonna give y'all monkey pot. Leaving me out here. I'm blind. Not ready.
Don't blame it on the herbals, man. Because your goddamn mom.
Man, I'm just saying. I gotta have my teeth, man. That shit low. They gonna make it through the one on that little bit.
I'll do
that tomorrow.
No, the only thing that tea, when that nigga was over here, he hit that goddamn tea and he started talking a whole different language. I was like, huh?
No, I got it right now.
That nigga sound like a country French, nigga. It seemed like he was talking French with his country voice.
Hey, I put it straight in my mouth. I put the water on this one.
This nigga sound like he was talking French with the country accent, nigga. Oh, wait. He's like, you want something? No, nigga, I can't even understand what the fuck you talking about. This nigga right here.
Mm-hmm.
Come back there. Oh, damn, I got swore.
Hey, man, you sent an email off?
Huh?
Did you send an email?
Well, when I was sending the motherfucker, the goddamn, the popper kept going out. That shit went out like 8 times in a row. By the time the goddamn computer motherfucking booted up, nigga, the shit went back out. So right now, I'm just trying to see. I got everything cut off except for one computer with the with us on here. So I'm just waiting to see if this shit gonna go wild again. The wind ain't blowing as hard. But, like, if, when you start sending shit and the shit be and the shit go off, that shit be fucking shit up. So I'm trying not to do that. I'm just waiting. Because I was sending it to you earlier. I tried to send it to you twice and the motherfucking, the power went out. So now I just got everything off. I can't fuck around because it'll fuck up all the goddamn shit. And then I got to start restoring shit and all that. Fuck that. So it ain't been out for the last 45 minutes. So give me a minute. I'll make sure you get it tonight to where you can go on and, you know, get your recipe on, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had sitting already. I want to turn on, when I turn on my computer, I'm going to go to my send files, because I know I send it. If it's in there, I'm just going to resend it. Then I won't have to upload it again. I can just resend that motherfucker. Woo! I don't know. I think, man, I think it's time for me to,
Did your screens come back on?
No, I cut them off. I wanted to make sure that I cut all the computers off. The only one that's on right now is my damn TV, you know, the big TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching Power, so that's the only one I got on right now. All the computers is off. I got to watch the power, so if the power go off, I know it ain't going to fuck my TV up, but it'll fuck the computers off. I can't even play my goddamn PlayStation. Got a new PlayStation 5, and I ain't even turning that motherfucker on. Yeah. Well, it's totally up to y'all. If y'all want to hang out, I won't cut y'all up, but I'm getting to go get me some motherfucking grub, because I was home.
I mean, look, I got to go to work early. I got to be in Streetport in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. You got to go to Marauder, Streetport?
I'm not right.
How far is that?
It's like an hour and 20-something minutes.
Ain't nothing an hour away from here. I say ain't nothing an hour away from here. All right, everything is like 2 hours or 2.5 hours away.
Hell yeah, because I had went and bought a carton of milk, goddamn it, looking for confetti on that motherfucker, and then he pop up on the show, so I'm going to take it back. I'm going to pour me a bowl of cereal and then take that shit back. I didn't need the milk. Goddamn, confetti. You done made it back home, confetti.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, about time.
Got to go to that weekend. Man,
yeah, I got
to be. To us, man. I'm out. And I'm gonna let y'all was gonna stay on there and talk if y'all want to.
Wrap it up for a minute. I know Truly gotta go, and Scratch gotta go, Confetti still.
I'm just going. I gotta eat.
Hell up.
I leave it rolling for y'all. Love y'all. I'm hot.
Love y'all.
Hell
up.
Hello. Everybody folded up.
Mm-mm. Nope. Hell up.
He
probably
got him a woman. He probably got quiet.
Was
good, Confetti? You had fun in the shot?
Like, we just kicked a couple times, you know. We ain't do too much right there.
Stepping in the name of love and shit. Stepping in the name of love.
I tried to goddamn, you know what? I'm mad because
yeah.
I was up there because everybody was stepping. You know what I mean? I was like, goddamn. I'm like, Chicago still ain't this a bitch?
You can't step, man. You done stepped on somebody goddamn gator. Damn, nigga, you done stepped on my gator. Oh, shit, no.
Yeah, we
My bad, man. You tell him my bad I didn't see him.
Yeah, we went out there Friday. Stay the weekend, but Wim be DJing like this 3-4 days a week. And be putting out rental equipment. No, that nigga be moving around.
You caught the train back?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, shit. Well, you just stopped through Hope, though. Y'all stopped for a few minutes.
I did stop at Hope.
I know at 5
that
in the morning.
That bitch stopped at Hope calling Buddha. I believe it or not, I thought about getting off the fucking train. You know, I was calling Buddha, eh?
Oh, you ain't going to get Buddha, Buddha. You call Buddha on Monday, you going to get Buddha next Monday. You have been at that train station the whole week, sitting up there fighting the raccoon for something to eat.
I was on that Sunday, I was calling Buddha. Damn, nigga, answer the phone.
You ain't going to answer that phone.
I thought I might get off this bitch. I called him and text our can a week. That nigga ain't there. I said, all right, then.
You unpack your bags, what you call them? I would have been there. I would have came and got you here. By the time you unpack your bags in Dallas, Buddha answered the phone. Told me you got to have that horn on. I said, Buddha, you had that phone, and people be sorry you don't ever know it's an emergency. But that's how they do it.
You know, all I had was a carry-on.
Yeah, everybody in Hope is like
all
that.
I had a carry-on in my backpack. All I had to do was say shit, answer that phone. I said, nigga, what's happening? Nigga, I walked out and got off that train.
Mm-hmm.
I got on the train to Hope, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't got the train no more.
Huh?
They cut the train out. We got to catch the train in New Orleans. We got to go from here and catch the bus, Greyhound, and then we catch the train at the Greyhound station in New Orleans. We can go from New Orleans to Chicago. Or New Orleans all the way to California.
Chicago, go through Hope. You
got
to go straight north.
Yeah, Chicago, what you call it? That's just like in Dallas. You go to New Orleans, you got to go all the way from Dallas. You got to go all the way to Chicago, then come down to New Orleans.
I don't know, because you go to San Antonio. They went on to that train run that way no more.
Yeah, the train.
But sometimes they say we just kick. They were saying that when they had that hurricane, it would discontinue. Probably you could go to Houston and go to San Antonio.
New Orleans. The train from New Orleans to Mobile, it discontinued. It used to come all the way to Florida. But the one time a barge did knock their train tracks out. So they stopped it in Florida section, and then they just stopped the whole Mobile section and just go to New Orleans now. So you got to catch it in New Orleans. Catch the Greyhound to New Orleans right there at the bus station. The bus station and train station is together. Then you get on the train in New Orleans, and then you go on through Houston, San Antonio, all the way over.
Then you come up to Dallas.
Huh?
That's from San Antonio coming to Dallas. You can get that train coming to San Antonio, coming to Dallas.
Yeah, you can go from Hope and then go to San Antonio and then to Dallas. But see, they finna have a train come from Dallas to Shreveport. And you're going to go to Dallas and Shreveport every day.
Okay.
Then y'all finna have a super train that runs from Houston all the way to Dallas.
Nigga, that Stella train supposed to be about 125 and 150. Nigga, that shit gonna be rocking.
Yeah, 90 minutes to get from Houston to Dallas.
That shit gonna be rocking, nigga.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what the price of the tickets are. I wonder what the tickets gonna cost.
Well, it ain't gonna be that much because, I mean, a lot of people gonna commute. I mean, that's gonna be like if I live in Dallas and I want to work in Houston, hey, I can get on the train and
right,
an hour and
right.
a half, I'll be in Houston and work.
Yeah, you gotta get up early, go to work.
Yeah, so you can sit up there and be like, well, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go to work in Houston Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday I get on the train and come home for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and vice versa. If you live in Houston and want to work in Dallas, you can say, well, hell, I'm going to go work at Amazon headquarters in Dallas and drive up there and stay all weekend and get you a side piece up there and stay with her and then go back home to the old lady on the weekend.
God damn. Boy, look at that. Boy, you make it look like a bad guy.
Say, well, baby,
she didn't
I can't
she don't
get
want
no
hear that.
Signal up there. But they say, I can't get no signal where I work at.
She didn't say she don't want to hear that. It'd be like, drop, share your location.
You can't get no signal because I got your phone and it's been ringing all week. Oh, she done left the phone at the house.
She didn't say she don't want to hear all that.
Glad you had fun up there in the shy. I want to go up there one day.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, you were talking about, man, shy be cool. I like Chicago. So everybody be talking about, like, how I fuck, man, I used to be all over Chicago, ride the train everywhere, up and down. I be downtown, I be everywhere. Nigga, I was like, a wind, nigga, but with wind shit. We be on the south side, we everywhere eating, nigga. All the good spots. I be like, nigga, to me, shy be just like, it's like being in Houston or Dallas or D.C. or Baltimore. It's just Chicago, you know. And, you know, and that nigga, there's another thing about it. Being, you know, everybody was talking about how Chicago fucked up. This nigga, long as I've been knowing him, he be DJing 3-4 days a week. I be like, he might say, man, I had a bad time, but ain't no different than you being out here and some bullshit happening in the city. Otherwise than that, most of the time, it's just another day in the life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just like anywhere else. But, you know, one thing about it, like the nigga say, it's like anywhere, nigga. If you go there looking for trouble, he's there. But you see, why, to me, the hood, them niggas in the hood are sticking together. Now, if you fucking with them niggas, and they hood, but you got a problem. Otherwise, them niggas have it. They thinking neighborhood block party like anywhere else, throwing shit for the kids. But that we went to one thing, my partner be renting out of equipment. He rented out the generator for the big church event, and they had a fucking, it was an outdoor event, and them niggas had metal detectors. And I was like, wow, but this dude's supposed to have been a big pastor out there. So he rented the generator for the event, and we went out there, you know, hit the little spot because he was waiting to pick it up. Other than that, we went to the club. But otherwise, that, nah, them niggas doing stuff for kids and all that. Man, that shit just like a regular city with regular issues. I fucks with Chicago, man. Like it.
Yeah, I'll make it up there one day. I got my cousin and partners up there. Then I got them in Indianapolis. I got some in Gary and Fort Wayne, Indiana also.
Okay, that shit ain't over. But the good people everywhere you go. When you meet some good people, you know how that shit is. When you meet some real people, they're going to look out for you. You know how that shit is.
Oh, yeah,
got real people
where you go. I got
that
Phil Davis from Public Announcement. That's my partner. He up there. That's why he invited me, Phil Davis from Public Announcement. He told me anytime I come up there. That was Miss Jessica went up there. That's who I hooked her up with. up there when she went to Chicago. Who's going to call him and link her up with Phil Davis and stuff? That's why he told me if I ever come to Chicago, he's like, man, come on up here, man. I'll let you chill in the studio and see up there and I'll show
you. Who you say you hooked up with
him? Huh?
Who you say you hooked up?
Phil Davis, Jessica, the one thing that's on back end from Mississippi.
I've been going up there. First, I only knew one. Then I had another cat. What's his name? He's a dick. And then I had this other lady. I can't remember the older lady, but I can't think of her name in my phone. The other lady's number used to look out for me. And then I met Wynn. And then she was like three or four people. Nigga, I just can't see motherfuckers on my phone. There's a few motherfuckers that do music. Chicks and rappers and everything. You know, I can't remember all of my phone, but if I could see them, man, yeah. They'd probably be like, this motherfucker, he's blind, he up here. That motherfucker ain't hollering. Man.
One of my homeboys I grew up with out there in California, his cousin, that's Miss Torty, the same you can do it, put your back into it. He's in Chicago,
right.
And he was doing production for a couple of years back. He was doing production for Crucial Conflict, the one that had the hay in the middle of the barn. He was doing
I got a homeboy from Rain, Louisiana. I was to be a banker up in Chicago. And you know what? I was trying to call my cousin to get in touch with him. And that's who dad passed yesterday. So I was trying to call him because the neighbor next door, nigga, is a banker. One of them a banker. We used to all sit out and talk shit. So I know they're going to be at the funeral. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get a chance to talk to him. Because Milton up in Chicago. I'm going to be like, I was trying to get the nigga a number. Trump said, you ain't got the right people on your team. I was trying to holler at Milton and see what he been doing up in Chicago. But I'm going to get his nigga number 9. I'm going to be out there sad. I know one, I'm going to be at the funeral. Sad, man. I was just trying to call anywhere I was up to. I was like, damn. I'll be in Louisiana probably next Saturday. I'll be in Louisiana for the funeral. And unless they push it back to the next weekend, but I doubt it, because he passed on a Sunday. You feel me? They probably gonna have it on Saturday.
Yeah, they probably be sad. Whatever the funeral home can get is probably sad if they don't get Friday.
They
got to
be having this shit quick. Plus, the same people making out of town, but a whole week. Anybody from my cousins in Cali, she can fly. She fly for free. Or down, she got to hook up for life. We're gonna the airport. And,
I want to meet one of them stewardess, boy. I need one, boy. I have free flights.
So she probably gonna be out there.
I wish I can go to Dallas. Dallas International and go out there and crack me one from out there, boy, and then free flights. Non-stop.
That nigga said cracking one. You gotta get one of ones that's been doing the job for a long time. I was on a plane, I was sitting next to one. She was like, you know what? Flight stewardess are almost like truck drivers, I say. She said, I was sitting next to one. She lived before work. And she was like, she said, you hardly see the same, work with the same flight stewardess. I said, get the fuck out of here. I said, man, that shit got to be like trucking. Man, she said, we had like 800 this year. I was like, God damn.
I'm
like, whatever.
Yeah, some of them don't like being away from home, so.
Yeah, she said she's been doing that shit for how long has she been doing it? About 10, 15 years? So you like, cool, ain't nothing. I found a career to pay the bills.
Yeah, I need to crack one like that. I used to crack them out the strip club. I had three of them. They were breaking bread on me, all three of them. pick them up every day. They break bread with me. Then I charge them $50 a piece for gas a day. Then they buy my food. They buy my dinner. Then they buy my breakfast when I pick them up at 4:30 in the morning. Then they turn around and break bread with me. So they might give me like $150 a piece. Sometimes they give me like $100 a piece. But I get like $150 a piece guaranteed, $100. So that's $300 plus $50. So that's $450. That's a day.
What you had?
I went the whole year like that. I didn't even work. I went the whole year doing that. I had to go take my time. Had to go back to Arkansas and take my time, but that's all I did. Go pick them up. I drive to Pensacola, pick them up, and bring them all the way down here to go to work. Think it's a game. Think it's a game if you want to.
Huh?
I had one out there. I had one going out there when I was out there, and an 86 went on the road with Death Row. I was out there. I go in there every day, free lap dances and free drinks. I ain't never paid for no drinks and never paid for nothing. I had the girl, damn, boy, we just said her name. Me and 86 just said her name, India. Had the girl, India, and then had the German lady. Had a white German lady, both of them. Boy, taking care of me. She reaching that little clutch purse, that German lady reaching that clutch purse. She bought me a necklace. Reaching that clutch purse, it gave me money to go buy drinks and free lap dances. How old was I? 20. Oh, was I 24? She was 42, I think. 43. She was 43, and I was 24, I believe. Taking care of me. That motherfucker had that gold chain she had bought off of some little trick dude and sold her a gold chain, real gold chain, too. And she gave it to me. She reached in her purse and gave it to me. She liked black men. She said, "You're just such a gentleman." I go in there at 12 noon. I didn't leave out at 2:30 in the morning. 86 came back in town. He's like, "Damn, little bro, where you at?" I said, "Man, I'm right across the street. Got the strip club right across the street from the house."
Right, still left?
Huh?
Are you still left?
No, it closed down. I was hollering at one of my partners out there. He said, "Yeah, it closed down." Yeah, they had two of them over there, one right there, and then one of his next-door neighbors, old lady, worked it down the road. Like I said, I go there at 12 noon. I stay there at 12 noon, and I might leave at 3, go get me a bite to eat, and then go back up there. And then I stay at 2:30 in the morning. And they'll tell me what day they dancing on and stuff like that. That when 86 said, "Hey, man, you need to let me have this horse." That's what we talking about, Shy Brother, the other day on the show. And I said, "No, brother, I got this horse. You trying to take my horse out of my stable."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got to say, "Bro, trying to take the horse out of the stable." He said, "Boy, you got that big rule, boy." I said, "Shoot, boy, tall. She was tall. She about 6'5" with them heels on."
God damn,
we're
tall.
She was like 6 foot. Yeah, she was like 6 even, and then she put them heels on. She was like 6'5", so she was my height. Put them heels on. So that's how I'm going. Big glass of water, first time ever dancing. I had to show her how to work her jelly and get that money and trying to teach her all that. Then she said, "No, I don't think I can keep on doing this and be in a relationship with you. I just don't feel comfortable." I'm like, "No, baby, go get that." Go get it. Yeah, boy, I'm telling you, 86, he came back off the road. He like, "God damn, boy, little bro, you doing it?" I said, "Shit, man, you think this a game?" I said, "What you think I was doing down there in Florida?" Because he was in California. I was down here DJing and all that stuff. So I DJed it.
How long you stayed out there with that rope?
He was gone for a good minute. He was gone for a good minute. I forgot how long he even was gone, but he was gone for a good minute. Because, see, I left all my furniture in the house. I left all my furniture in my house. I'm like, "Hey, man," I told my roommate, I said, "Hey, man, I got to go, man. My brother got to get on the road, so I got to go." So I told my uncle, I said, "Hey, look, my great, save you gas, and we got to get out there." So we drove his van out there. I drove. We stayed at my cousin's house in Vegas for 2 days and drove to Lake Tahoe and all the way into Sacramento. Yep. He got on the road. He was gone for a good minute. And he was what you call it. Then I came back. He didn't wind up signing. So I was like, God damn. But the money wasn't right. So I wind up coming back. And I was like, ah, it is what it is. Didn't make nothing. All them cats, Swoop G and all them, didn't come out to be nothing.
You say Swoop G?
Huh?
Who you said?
Yeah, Swoop G. Swoop G and the Realist. The Realist is the one making all the Machiavelli albums after Tupac died.
Uh-huh.
That's the one that sound like Pac. He out of Oak Cliff. You ain't never heard the Realist?
Oh, yeah,
I heard him. Yeah, he from Oak Cliff, but he was living out there in L.A. And you know, the Realist and Swoop G and Michelle A, they came pick 86 up. And they had a gold Jaguar. They came pick him up, packed his bags, and he was gone. So they came and got my ID one night to get Swoop G into the club. Never did get my ID back. I told my brother, I said, God damn. I just got it, too. But it's all good, boy. Them were memories. He was right there, boy. Now, Suge would have been out and threw the right amount of money. It would have been a whole nother ball game.
How long he was he locked up then? Or he was out then?
Yeah, Suge was locked up. 86 is... partners was locked up. They were both locked up with Suge, and then Suge was hearing them rap, and he was like, y'all got y'all a record deal when y'all get out. And they like, no, we got a partner, 86. He colder than us. Suge said, ain't nobody colder than y'all. They like, yeah, this nigga colder than us. So Suge was like, man, if he's that cold like y'all say, I'm going to put him on the visitors there. Y'all get him to come up here and visit. So 86 went up there and visit. And he turned around and spit a freestyle. And Suge liked it. He like, man, shit, get your bags packed. You finna roll with the roll. So next thing he know, he was calling me. Hey, man, I just met Suge, man. Locked up. What'd you call it? We went up there Thanksgiving and passing out turkeys and stuff like that. He wants to sign me. He wants to put me on the roll with them. So he's like, man, I can't go unless you come out here and babysit. So I told my homeboy I had all over having a 2-bedroom apartment in the same apartment complex you came to. And I told him, I said, hey, man, I said, shit, I got to go. I ain't got no time. I told my cousin, I said, hey, man, I got a box Chevy. He said, give me $600. You can have that motherfucker. So my cousin gave me $600. I had all that furniture in the house. I said, I ain't got time to sell it. Told my roommate, he said, hey, man, you don't have to pay that. I said, the bill's been paid up. I said, you're going to have to find you a job because I got to go. I got gone. Shit, I told my uncle, I said, come on. I had my shit packed, all my clothes packed out the closet, all my shit packed, and shit, hit the highway. Yep. Now we finna do something major. I'm finna put something major on the table for him, so. That's why I've been building his website up. I got his website up. I had to find out what songs he want me to put on the website, and I'm going to put them up. I'll talk with him tomorrow. The songs he want me to put on there, and I'll put them on there tomorrow. And his whole website is done. I got the photos, the bio, everything on there. So that's all I got to do now is...
What you got to do?
Put the songs, whatever songs you want to put on there, because I'm going to put the songs on there and do 99 cents, whichever ones he wants on there. I have them, or you can buy them for 99 cents, or you can stream them, or you can buy them for 99 cents. And then when he shoots the video, I'll put his videos on there, link all his social media. That's what I'm going to do in a minute. When I get out to bed, I'm going to do all his social media links. And, have all that done. So when you go to his webpage, you want to go to his YouTube or TikTok or Instagram or Facebook, you know, you got to do is click on the icon on his page and it'll take you straight to that, to his other social media. So yeah, it's going to be real nice.
if you got plans during the week and the weekend?
Me, I ain't going to do too much of nothing, man. I just got this new program I told Scratch about. That motherfucker got so many damn sounds in it, man. It's going to take my production to a whole new level. So I'm trying to tour around with the sounds. I did 3 tracks yesterday, man, 3 banging tracks. Because I was touring around with it. I called Scratch up and let him check some of the tracks, not some of the tracks, but some of the sounds and shit. I was doing a track while I was talking to him. He's like, man, that shit dope. I was like, yeah. I said, I got the motherfucker, man. It's made by Roland called Xenology, and I got it fully loaded. It's got all the Roland keyboards and drum machines ever made by Roland. I got all of them. Every sound. I got every sound and every keyboard Roland ever made from way back in the 1970s all the way on up.
Okay.
Yeah, that motherfucker, boy, it's, whew, boy, when you hear it, man, you're going to be like, oh, my God. You're going to say, that shit bang. I'm telling you, man, everything, it all knocks. It all knocks. Matter of fact, let me see how much juice I got on here. Let me see how much juice I got on here. I got 20. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Confetti?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Loud and clear.
Yeah, I was trying to see how much juice I had on my phone. Let me cut this fan off. I've been up for about a few seconds to get on here since my computer is still on. I ain't got to fire it up. It was just cold, man. Shit. We need to put a sweater on or something.
Yeah, buddy, I got 2 sweaters on. I don't need that else for now. I got blankets. I got the hoodie on.
Yeah, I just got out the bed. They were wrapped up in the blanket, but I got out the damn bed. So now, I'm like, get that off. Clothes. Come over here, NPC. Oh, yeah, man. I got shit, man. I got everything, bro. I got to get I need me about a 2 or 4 terabyte external hard drive because I got the program that one guy got. He's 650 gigabytes of damn sounds, way more than what I need. Let me go in here. Yeah, this shit got there. I'm telling you, man, you're going to be like, oh, man, that shit. Everything on here slap.
You had to get up. You still working on the website?
Huh?
Bless you.
Yeah, I'm low. Uh-oh, my bad.
Sneezing.
Huh?
Who is over there sneezing?
Who, me?
Julia's still on the radio?
No, she had to go to, what's it called, to work in the morning. Did the damn thing open up? Yeah, okay, hold on. Here it goes. I didn't know if it was opening up or not. I was like, damn, did it not open up?
I started back producing.
You know, that just... That's just a drum. Let me go in here. Let me go into